caring for people. It's an easy thing to say, but just what does that mean? Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Dallas Anderson explains what he's learned.
One of the things that I think we mistake on caring is we tend to always think caring is about doing something for somebody else. And sometimes what I have been guilty of is I try to think, okay, what could I do for them? And I'm kind of learned that sometimes it's two different things. One, what can I do with them? So it's walking alongside of them. Caring might be doing something they want to do. Caring might be going fishing together. It's about coming alongside of them in a tangible way.
And Dallas has realized that caring goes two ways, as the giver and as the receiver.
Sometimes, and this is, I think, where we need to learn a little bit, sometimes caring is about what I'm going to let them do for me. And that's hard for us sometimes. It's hard for me. I always want to be the doer. I don't want to be the receiver. Sometimes the most caring thing I can do is to allow someone else to honor me or to feel blessed because I allowed them to do something for me. And that's a foreign concept for many of us. As believers, we always think, well, it always means I've got to do something for somebody else. You know, sometimes I think we just need to step back and ask, Lord, how could I make them wildly successful in their life today? And one of those ways is to let them care for me.
It's amazing the difference caring can make in people's lives. So give it and receive it, not just today, but every day. For more life-changing stories on the web, check out cru.org.